My name is Sharon Penny, P-E-N-N-E-Y, like J.C. Penny. I am the municipal planner for the town of Plymouth, 6 Post Office Square, Plymouth, New Hampshire, 03264. I'm a resident of Franconia, and I am a 6th-generation native of Coos County. I'm here in 2 capacities. First of all, as a municipal planner, the town of Plymouth, as Attorney Radigan mentioned earlier, has applied for and been granted official intervener status in this process, which means that the wonderful town meeting votes and everything that our neighbors have made speak to their passion for it. The town of Plymouth has legal standing and status for this process, and the Board of Selectmen, as representative of the town, are very concerned about the alternate route and the multiple and myriad layers of impacts, not only to Plymouth, but to our friends and neighbors all around us. We have one specific question that we would like to address to the group here, and appreciate you coming and staying up so late. This is probably like the planning board meeting from hell, but it's very important, and we're awfully glad you're here. The town of Plymouth would like to also get an answer at some point. This is for the record, because this has not been addressed, and as I understand it, has been asked at least once, if not several times before. They would like an answer to the question that if there are future plans to use these proposed towers to run alternating current, AC current, what's going to happen? Because that definitely speaks to any alternative methodologies in getting the power through, such as burying this and that. And that's apparently, from what I understand, has been circumvented. I'm going to cut to the chase here real quick because I know we're tired and there's been a lot more eloquent speakers than I and who have spoken a lot more thoroughly. But this book that I have in my hand is the New Hampshire RSAs as they applied land use planning, which in this state is our Bible for how we comport ourselves and how we function in democracy, which, as we know, is really the best process, even though it's not necessarily always pretty. And people have said this several times before in many different ways tonight, but these books are what your planning boards use and zoning boards use to determine who gets to do what and why and how it affects everyone else. And repeatedly, over and over again, it says that any projects must look to regulations that enhance the public safety, health, and general welfare of everyone at large, and that must encourage the appropriate and wise use of land. And I think, as I said earlier, this has been spoken to many times, but that puts it in a nutshell. And quite frankly, if this were a planning board project, I would probably call up the applicant and say, why bother? It does not meet the criteria. It is not in the highest and best use of the land, nor for the people, and it's basically illogical and the antithesis of thoughtful planning. So there you have it.